News on KCIM is brought to you by Commercial Savings Bank. Our interest is you.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Cones here with your KCIM 6 o'clock news. A Las Vegas, Nevada woman was sentenced on Monday to 5 years in federal prison for distributing a fentanyl-laced substance that led to a fatal overdose in Jefferson. According to court documents, 34-year-old Alika Marie Hawkins was identified in the fall of 2023 as a fentanyl pill supplier in the Southern District of Iowa. On September 11th of 2023, Hawkins provided a fentanyl mixture to a Jefferson resident who later died from an overdose. Authorities say Hawkins failed to render aid, attempted to conceal her involvement, and eventually fled back to Nevada during the investigation. Following her prison term, Hawkins will serve 5 years of supervised release. There's no parole in the federal system. The Jefferson and Des Moines Police Departments investigated that case. According to the Department of Justice, fentanyl is now the leading cause of drug overdose deaths in the U.S., with counterfeit pills often resembling legitimate medications while containing potentially lethal doses. Opioid-related deaths reached a record high in Iowa in 2021, with 258 deaths recorded, a 64% increase from 2019. In 2023, accidental overdose was the top cause of death for Americans under the age of 40 in 37 states. The Breda American Legion is hosting its annual pork tenderloin dinner this coming weekend to raise funds in support of the Legion's operations. The meal will be held on Saturday, April 26, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Breda American Legion Hall. Legion member Bob Fossbender says they have an appetizing menu planned.
Oh, this is a great time to have it. You get the farmers in the fields. Take out your favorite farmer a dinner from the Breeder American Legion. Man, we got a little tenderloin machine over there, and it really, really works well. And everybody that's had one and really enjoys it. So homemade pork tenderloins, fries or wedges, and coleslaw.
He adds the best part is the price. His adult meals are only $12 each, while kids 5 years old and under eat for just $6. Fossbender says they understand this is a busy time of the year, so they do have to-go orders available, too.
It doesn't take them very long to put it together and get you one to go, you know, if you want 2 to 5 or whatever. But 10 or more, they want to get you to call ahead at 712-673-2683. You know, the farmers would love to get a nice meal for them out there so they can keep going what they're doing.
Fossbender says the money raised will be used for much-needed replacements for the Legion's Honor Guard uniforms.
Right now, we got $10,000 from the Greene County Grow Association for our new uniforms. The old ones are 50 years old, so they were time to get put aside, and we didn't have a really good coat to put on, so we're getting, it's a suit jacket now, so it's going to look much more professional. We really needed it. So everybody's getting resized up now and get their measurements so we can all look good when we have our Memorial Day celebrations going on May 26th. So this is going toward that. Of course, $10,000 helps quite a bit, but there's always extra money involved when you're putting the uniforms together. You always need something else to make the uniform look nice. So there's always extra expense with that going on.
So again, the Breed American Legion's annual pork tenderloin dinner is this coming Saturday at the Breda Legion Hall from 5 to 8 p.m. Meals are $12 for adults, $6 for kids 5 and under. To-go orders of 10 and more, they do ask that you call ahead at 712-673-2683. And Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg has announced the recipients of 33 Choose Iowa value-added grants awarded to farmers and small businesses in 28 counties, totaling nearly $500,000 in state funding. The grants, which help expand Iowa-grown, Iowa-raised, and Iowa-made food and ag products, leveraged more than $1.3 million in total investments statewide. Among the recipients this year were Early Morning Harvest in Panora and Bruck Hillside Acres in Audubon. Early Morning Harvest received the maximum grant amount of $25,000 to purchase a semi-automatic bag filler and pneumatic conveying system, improving the efficiency of its retail flour operation. Bruck Hillside Acres was awarded $18,600 to install a new well and irrigation system dedicated to strawberry production, enhancing fruit quality, and expanding seasonal availability. Negg says consumers increasingly want more locally grown food, beverages, and ag products, and that's great news for Iowa farmers and small businesses. These Choose Iowa value-added grants are designed to help small, young, and beginning farmers grow their businesses to meet this rising demand. By investing alongside them, we're not only helping to expand the availability of Iowa products, but we're also fueling economic opportunity in communities all across the state. This year's awards support a wide range of projects, from farm to table expansions to cider production and even honey processing. Since 2022, the program has funded 100 projects, leveraging nearly $5.6 million in total of investment into Iowa's local food infrastructure. And that is going to be wrapping up your KCIM 6 o'clock news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.
Thank you, Nathan, for the news update. You can check your local updates, of course, anytime you want at 1380kcim.com. We're always posting news stories there. And a mobile app, too. You can check it right there from your phone anywhere you happen to be. Stay in touch with everything local right here with KCIM, the website, and the mobile app.